Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Fire is an ecosystem driver that facilitates other processes, like the nutrient or water cycle. Fire cannot work alone. The climate and vegetation are partners. Fire is mandatory for the health of prairies, shrublands, and forests. It's a necessary tool for managing wildlife, livestock, and timber. Research shows that while there are many land management tools, there's no substitute for fire. While the outcome to land from a wildfire can be similar to a prescribed fire, they are different. A prescribed fire has clear goals, similar to a doctor writing a prescription for a health condition. A prescribed fire is safely conducted with a trained crew, adequate equipment, and is under specific weather conditions. Prescribed fire can be used to improve forage production, quality, composition, and palatability for livestock or wildlife. Control for non-native plants as well as livestock parasites can be achieved. In forest situations, debris is reduced and sites are prepared for replanting. Fire can be a sound herbicide alternative to reclaim native prairies. All of this with the added benefit of reducing the probability of wildfires. The quality of a pasture or recreational acreage is indicated by the presence or quantity of certain plants. Underutilized land may have a large population of eastern red cedar, locust, or elm trees, or other woody species growing unchecked. Acreages that have been overused may only be able to grow plants that have low nutrient values for wildlife or livestock. Wildfires and a few poorly planned intentional fires have received public attention and have been blamed for destroying land. However, research and practical experience clearly demonstrate fire does not destroy land. The real damage done by wildfires is to structures, or in commercial timber production, to the value of potential lumber. Depending on the land manager's objectives, immediate changing results from any fire may either be desirable or undesirable. For example, if a small area in native grass is burned, wild or domestic grazing animals will concentrate their grazing on the burned area, enjoying the fresh new growth that is now easier to access. This is called patch burning, patch grazing, or rotational grazing without fences, which does not reduce livestock production. The growing season after the fire and grazing event may cause the area to be transformed from native tall grasses to native annual forbs that may be labeled as weeds by some. However, this is a short-term phenomenon, and the burned, grazed area will revert back to its pre-burn status under prescribed grazing. The key to successful application of prescribed fire is to use it as part of an overall management plan that considers all of the operation's resources and is directed towards specific management objectives. Only then can fire be used successfully. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.